Hey, hey, hey.
Attention, spoilers are beginning now.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Hanako.
Hi.
Eric.
Hello.
Carl.
Hello, Kat.
And Stephanie.
Hi, Kat.
How y'all doing today? Guess what? We're going to talk about Game of Thrones. Yes, woo! It's that time of year again, and Kat is not cranky yet about Game of Thrones. I'm still pretty pumped up. The bastard is still dead. In fact, he looks deader. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about him still being dead, only because it makes Hanako sad.
That's so wrong.
She loves me. She really, really loves me.
I do love you. I was just thinking about you the whole time. Like, I hope he's dead. I hope he's dead. I hope he's dead. I hope he's dead. So we'll have something to talk about, you know? Because then I thought at the same time that the red woman was going to, like, do some magic or something, because she's a witch, right? And you think, hey, I have powers. I bring somebody back to life. But then, like, she just got naked and got old.
Yeah, the first part was really interesting. And then really not. I just I'm like, this scene is great, and then
Carl's like, open for business, out to lunch. To her body,
maybe she needs to put that necklace on Jon Snow.
I have a feeling that there is going to be some magic involved, and Snow is not dead yet. He's not entirely dead.
He looked pretty dead. He was turning blue and white.
That's okay. He just needs a little magic. He just needs a little magic. Just sprinkle a little custard on him.
How do you feel about that, Hanako? Are you still sad?
I'm holding out hope. Keep hope alive.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. He ain't dead. Not all the way yet.
Never mind.
No spoilers either. If you read something on the internet or you read the book,
you don't have to read anything. You can just watch the show. I mean,
why are you so irritated? Oh my god!
Because there's no doubts. There's no doubts about Jon Snow. There's not a single doubt.
I have a doubt. I don't know anything about. I don't know what you think, but to me, he's still dead, and I'm enjoying.
No, he's definitely dead right now. I'll give you that.
Right now.
Yes, but that's that.
Right now being the operative words.
Okay, correct. But there's also no doubt in my mind that Jon Snow will return.
He's Jesus.
Yeah.
He might be.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to think about it like that, then you may. But yeah, no, he'll be resurrected.
Yep. He's not the first person to come back on that show.
Yes. True.
Who came back
with the aid of a red priest or priestess? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not the first.
Correct.
So
correct. He's not the first. So
who was the other one from King's Landing? Was it Barrett Dondarrion?
I don't know if he was from King's Landing, but
yeah, he was with the band of brothers or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, those guys. Yes.
Oh, yes, correct. They brought him back a couple of times because he. Didn't he fight in the joust during season one and died, and
I can't remember his original death, but they definitely met up with him later. I think it was Arya. Was it Arya's story?
Yeah.
When she met up with
Arya
him with her and Gendry.
Gendry.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. And they met up with him, and he said at that point that he had already been resurrected like 8 or 9 times.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's not even the only person who's been resurrected already, because.
Well, I don't remember anybody being that dead for that long and looking that dead and coming back.
Well, we don't remember what they looked like beforehand. We've seen people who have been zombified and coming back and.
Oh, so you say he's going to be an ice person?
No, I'm not saying.
Well, I don't know.
There are definitely people hoping for that, but
is that a cat, Stephanie? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's Frodo. That's my dog, Frodo.
We could see video of Stephanie while we're doing the cast, people. That's fine. That's not a random question.
Okay, sorry. And so I don't know who else came back. I don't know
the
who
mountain,
came back.
The mountain.
Yeah, but you know what? He didn't come back as himself.
Absolutely.
The other guy that's came absolutely, back monster.
No, that's absolutely true. But he was also brought back, quote-unquote, by science. And the other guy who we were speaking of, although he had come back multiple times, he also said that every time he came back, he felt like he was less of himself.
Yeah.
Wow, I just totally missed that.
But he wasn't Frankenstein. The mountain is nothing but Frankenstein now.
So it seems. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think Jon Snow should come back as a White Walker and be like the king of the White Walkers.
That's exactly
because
right.
Snow, his last name is amazing for that. Hello. Like, you don't want to name your kid, you know, Chastity, or else they might turn out to be something that you don't want him to be. But Jon Snow, you name
a
your kid Snow to become
the
White. Yes. Mm. Yes, Eric.
Okay.
Yes.
Or a stripper.
Yes.
How about Sansa?
Yeah,
Sansa's storyline with Brienne.
She so annoyed me today. I saw it today.
Really?
Yes, she did. She just sat there and let people
She's
save her.
Free.
What is wrong with her?
Wait a second.
You know what?
Wait a second.
She jumped off a building. She walked through icy water, and then she was almost eaten by hounds. I mean,
so was the other guy, and he did it all without a penis. Like, hello, it's time for her.
He has something to prove to her. She has nothing to prove to him.
She had something
I also think
to prove
that probably would have
by living.
I think it also might have helped him cross that cold
That's
water
exactly
scene.
That's exactly what I was about to say. That's what I was about to say.
He was like, come along, let's go through the water. Yeah, bro.
She should have been able to by the same logic, because there were no penises between the two of them.
So Sansa got cold in the freezing water.
I'm giving Sansa a pass on this one.
Yeah,
she
complete passes.
She was fine. she was fine.
She finally got off her crap and let Brienne help her. She did the oath. I was like, I'm almost going to cry. Game of Thrones almost is making me cry tears of joy. And so, I think that's the happiest we're going to get out of this season, because everything else is just going to be.
I don't think so. I like that scene too, because it was reminiscent of the vow that Brienne made to Kat and her vow to Brienne.
And
I also like the fact that Sansa, they showed us that for the last five seasons, Sansa has wanted nothing but to be this. You know, she wanted to be the queen, and she wanted to do this, she wanted to do that, and I like fact that that particular scene showed a different type of vulnerability about her, not one where she's being forced to do something, one where she's being beaten and degraded or whatever, but it was really just a surety of, okay, I don't know how to do this. Like, we actually saw her be the child that she's supposed to be in this series, so I kind of liked it for that. You know, it was a little sentimental, I guess you can say. It was just, you know, okay, Sansa really realized that, okay, I'm gonna need some help. Like, I'm in a situation now where nobody's telling her what to do, and she's gonna have to start figuring this out for herself. So I liked it for that reason.
I agree.
I'm a fan of Brienne, so to finally see her get something like a promise of home or some security, that was a powerful moment for me in this episode. I was like, finally, give
her
a break.
She made that scene. She made that scene. She and Podrick. I love
she
Podrick.
She did. I love Podrick.
Love him. Yeah.
Okay. So I happened to read an article about Dorne and how people are really upset about the handling of Dorne, because they think the Dorne storyline is stupid.
That scene was the best scene in the show. I'm sorry.
Bro, Hanako, please. Stop whispering, Hanako, please.
She got excited there. It's okay.
I did. But that scene was the best scene in the whole show, in the whole episode to me. I was like, yes, okay, we finally see some of this badassness that was rumored last season that we didn't really get to see.
But Dr. Bashir died.
Yeah.
From Deep Space Nine. I don't like that Alexander Siddig had to die for us to see something that I kind of didn't really care about. I'd rather, like, have him throughout the whole series than to see him die a stupid death that I didn't care about. Because what now?
Well, like, his death wasn't as stupid as his brother's.
Yeah, that was rough.
Touché. On him.
You know,
so, I love that scene. I
loved it too. I said the bad haircut lady, though, she had a point. The guy did nothing. He did nothing when his brother died and when his sister was raped and died.
Well,
that was kind of against Dorne policy.
Okay.
But, you know, I had a watch party last night and we watched, and we were all trying to figure out, like, how in the world did the girls get on the boat? Because wasn't Tristan on a boat?
Yeah, he was.
They caught up with, they left, like, the same time.
That would make sense. I was thinking that
they
it was...
Well, I read an article that said that, because I don't think... Like, I paid attention to know that, but I think, like, they caught up with that boat and then, like, got on board. And...
Okay, because I was...
But then, like, I didn't understand why they didn't turn around and go and get a antidote. Why did they just, like, yeah, we've gone too far, we passed the Rubicon, so let's just let her die and bring the... let's get a casket on the way and then, boom. You know, like, they had a casket to bring her home in, but they couldn't turn around and get, like, an antidote or...
Well, I think the antidote... At that point, I think the antidote wouldn't have helped her because she was already pretty much gone.
Well,
but, yeah, I was kind of wondering that, too. I was like, oh, wait, they have the gold shroud, and they have her sitting on a dais, and, like, where did they get all this stuff from? Like, did they go prepared?
Oh, they were,
I don't know.
She wasn't even an ancillary character, though. I mean, she was so insignificant of a character. There was no way an antidote was going to work. There was no way that was going to work. She's so inconsequential to the story. It's just like...
But, no, I think the fact that she died makes her consequential. It was like...
Yeah, she's more interesting dead. Yeah. Which is sad.
What she does to the story. Because Cersei is about to unleash...
Yeah, because she's awesome, and she'll do it, yeah. But if she didn't have Cersei as a mom...
You know, yeah. I cracked a smile when I saw Cersei upset that her daughter died, because I was like, that's what you get, being a bitch, don't care. Oh, your hair's still short from the walk of shame. Ha, ha.
And... So.
I remember somebody in my house said, oh, wow, she and Jamie really look like twins now.
Oh, my God.
It was my daughter. She's pointing at herself like I was the one that said it. Yeah, she said, hey, look, they really look like twins now.
Well, at least the daughter thought that it was okay that she was inbred.
Well, you know, she did spend most of her formative years in Dorne, where apparently that kind of thing is not frowned upon, so I don't know, nature or nurture, I don't know. Yeah.
So we got Dorne just to get the daughter to die, and then Dr. Bashir to die, and then we're back, and are we going to have to tolerate these sand snakes anymore? Because personally, I didn't care. Like, they could have not been in the whole episode and it had been fine, because, like, they really could have just killed that chick in wherever Cersei was.
I have a feeling that they're coming back.
There's gonna be plenty more.
They've laid the foundation for them to become serious power players in Dorne and, you know, and everywhere else.
Yeah,
so,
it's obvious everything we got of them was to set everything up for who knows what.
Mm-hmm. They're building. They've consolidated their power. They're building an empire now.
Well, they said that. Well, somebody speculated that they wanted females in control. So when Daenerys walks through, that she could have Dorne as her allies in order to defeat Cersei's camp, Lannisters or something. Somebody speculated that.
Well, that might be true, but I don't think that the ladies are going to just volunteer to work with her, though. They don't seem the kind
they
to
don't seem like
collaborate.
Yeah, diplomatic at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
but
Daenerys
ladies and
has
charge,
a dragon, so...
Where's the dragon?
Well,
there is no dragon
right
now.
Yeah, Daenerys, well, like, really? What? Why does it, how do you not... She was in a freaking Roman, like, gladiator situation, and a dragon just showed up. Why is it not showing up now? Did she whistle?
Because plot
like,
device.
You know what that dragon is? That dragon is worse than those damn eagles in Lord of the Rings. I don't like them dragons.
It's like that giant sword in Pacific Rim.
Oh my god!
Nobody thought to use it before now, huh? Nope.
No,
I forgot we had it.
It's the coolest part of the story ever. The eagles. Sword in Pacific Rim.
Well, I'm okay with what the dragon has done, to be honest. So.
So what? Why?
Because
you're not done.
As seen on the show, Dany Daenerys is always best when her situation is the worst, and whenever her situation is the best is when she's at her worst. So the dragon seems to be really doing her a favor right now, and I'm all for that.
I'm glad you're not my god.
I mean, does that not make sense? I mean, have we been watching the same show?
You are my god because this is why my life doesn't make sense. Because you're that makes no sense.
Did everyone else who heard what I just said? Do I sound crazy?
No. I get what you're saying, but it's stupid.
Okay, but it's how Daenerys is, and
no,
it is how some
why?
People are
you
in real life.
Why it's cool. Stupid because it's like. What I'm saying is stupid. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm just saying this chick deserves a break. You're saying
everything.
Why stop laughing? And let me explain.
No.
The thing is like this chick has had so many bad things happen to her. So you say the only time she's interesting is when she's being raped.
I did not use the word interesting. Did not use that word.
Well, you kind of
I'm not saying
she's at her best. What do you mean by at her best then? You got to define
Daenerys is like that person who only like achieves their best like under fire. Like the kind of person who waits for a deadline, like who needs that like sense of urgency
pressure.
Or like to exactly or they feel like they have their back against the wall. That's when Daenerys's character, if we imagine her being in this world, that's when she always does best. That's when she like makes her best decisions and like comes up with her best strategies is when her back is against the wall. When her back is not against the wall and when she starts feeling comfort, that's when she starts making all her boneheaded decisions, which lead to all.
Okay, now I agree with you on that.
Okay,
thing. Okay,
well, thank
then
you.
You're,
and
that,
so I was saying,
nice.
The dragon though,
clarify.
The dragon though, it almost operates instead of like the eagles in Lord of the Rings. Like I'm thinking more of like a Yoda or Obi-Wan character. It's like as if the dragon, like if it had like a conscience, is like thinking, you know what, to save this girl, not just literally save her from the arena, but to save her in general, I need to thrust her back like into a different type of situation and let her fend for herself again. So it's almost like a wise, sagely dragon, or at least that's the way I'm imagining it in my mind, rather than just, you know,
abandoning her.
Yes, exactly, or just a beast of convenience.
I think he's a beast of convenience.
I don't even think he abandoned her. I mean, he was injured. Like, they threw spikes into him, and he flew her quite a ways away to get away from them, and he was tired, and
even in that
episode, she was like, well, the least you can do is go get us something to eat, and I was like, bitch, he just saved you from death.
Yes, I
what
do
more do you
that.
Want?
Mm-hmm. I agree with Hanukkah, I remember that, and,
So, it's not that he abandoned her, I mean, he usually leaves her to her own device, until he senses she's in true danger. And maybe at this point, because she's around the Dothraki, maybe she doesn't feel fear. She's you know, I guess she can be apprehensive, but she at least knows the way of the Dothraki, so I don't think it's mm-hmm. that she's scared. She's trying to feel out and see what kind of situation she's in. And you saw, as soon as old dude started threatening her, she started spitting at him. She was like, look, this is who I am. You know, she got a little bit of that fire yet, so I don't think she's at a point now where she has
she
to have built
know?
On something.
How did she not know about the whole widows going in the tomb thing?
Because do you really think anybody told her any of that? Because think about it. Khal Drogo was not sick. He died from an injury. I mean, you know, he wasn't old. He wasn't sick for a long time. He died from an injury. And
right.
at that time, they really never, no, they never, they were talking about raising a child. She was pregnant when he died.
I know, so but somebody could have told her that after he died.
Nobody was thinking about that. They were all in awe of the woman who stepped into the fire and came out alive with three dragons. Nobody was trying to tell her that, because here's the thing. Her whole mission, her whole mission at that point, even when Khal Drogo was alive, was for her to go across the Narrow Sea and reclaim her throne. Who's going to tell somebody, oh, you got to go sit somewhere and be born with the rest of the widows for the rest of your life? No, she has a destiny, and her Khalasar believed in that, and they followed her as far as they could, because they were going to help her do that. She was something different. She wasn't a regular Khaleesi. She wasn't
traditional. No, I totally get that.
So why would they make her?
Somebody would say, like, you know, traditionally, the lady has to.
But she wasn't traditional, so why would they even think that? They were thinking outside the box.
She knows other ways of the horse people. Why doesn't she know this particular thing? Like, if she.
That's a detail I probably would not have wanted to bring up with her as well. I mean, seriously, after she stepped out of the fire with dragons, I've been like, oh, you know, we're going to put this book on the side.
She was a widow before.
By the way, let me tell you about hospice care in the Dothraki siege.
Right. Have you considered life insurance? Life insurance is very important here.
She was a widow before the fire babies happened. Like, that could have been a conversation that somebody had with her. God.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of weird that she didn't know it either. Like, it just never came up.
Her knowledge of Dothraki is spotty at best. Like, she does not know all of the ways.
Millennial listeners out there, please tweet us and let us know. Do you guys talk about this in your regular daily life about retirement homes? I just want to know, because I want to see, is this a realistic situation that Stephanie's on right now?
That is not a
you
retirement.
You gotta think about it too.
Talking about people.
Is this what all the young kids are talking about these days?
Think about Daenerys' age. She's supposed to be like, what, 16, 17 right about now? Who's gonna tell us that? I'm not about to go sit with the old people for the rest of my life. No.
When he said, when he said that he goes to the tomb, didn't that mean that she was supposed to die with her husband?
Yes.
Not
supposed to be buried in a tomb.
See, Stephanie's the handmaiden who slips a pamphlet underneath her pillow at night. You know, Shady Grove.
Shady Grove.
It should have been a point of conversation.
Stephanie's like, what is this? Stephanie, I feel this is a very important topic and it needs to be discussed. It's very pertinent.
Okay, so somebody lost the fact that was you. Because, hello, she was supposed to die. And that would have been a really cool plot point where she was trying to,
ma'am. There's nothing cool about Daenerys dying. No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
No. Escaping from traditional dying of sitting with the old lady.
She did. She did. She walked up out the fire and she kept it trucking.
She's a widow. She had a chance to find out very quickly thereafter about the Khaleesi. Like, what happens to widowed Khaleesi's.
They have bingo at sunset.
Oh my god!
Have you considered the Gerber life plan is available for you? I think.
Can we interest you with a game of wheelchairs? I wish listeners at home could see Stephanie's face right now. She's getting apoplectic.
Okay, guys. Let's go to King's Landing, unless we want to stay on.
Life insurance in the world.
Because, like, we're getting nowhere with Daenerys right now.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure, I want to add one more thing. I'm pretty sure the dragon heard the horde circle Daenerys, so that's another thing.
He was too weak.
He had just took a nap. He looked like he was...
He couldn't even lift his head.
No, it just looked like he wanted to take a nap.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he was in... Okay, how about we throw some spice at you and see
But it's the equivalent of throwing nails at me. Well, like a small, tiny person throwing nails at me. I think that's the equivalent because he's really huge. And what if he's throwing like little nails? And like that might hurt if you get a whole bunch of. But you don't need to take a nap after that. And he has scales.
That was the thing pierced them. You didn't see the way she had to really pull to get those things out when they were still in the arena. Those weren't just surface pricks. Those things got embedded in him, and it wasn't just one; it was several.
But it's a magical creature.
I'm telling you, it's called plot device. That dude didn't help.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it is.
All right. What? No.
That dragon never shows up except for when the plot needs.
If not for that dragon, Daenerys would be dead right now, and that would be that.
Exactly, plot device.
No.
Okay. Whatever. All right. Fine. King's Landing. Okay, so what is there? Marjorie?
Yes.
Is still in the jail, and she still needs to confess to her sins with the nun. Like, why is she still there now that Cersei's out? Like, I know Cersei has no love for her, but like.
She hasn't confessed.
She hasn't confessed because remember, her crime was lying under oath, which is basically she perjured herself. So until she confesses that she lied and that she was wrong, she will stay there. So, but whatever they're gonna do, I need them to hurry up. I need to see Marjorie and Cersei bitching at each other.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Marjorie
in the dungeons behind, up under the Red Keep is not fun.
Did the boring son die already? I don't remember.
They didn't. They didn't.
Ooh, the little kid son.
Yeah, ooh, her husband. The king, yeah.
The king? No, he was in the episode.
Was he in the episode?
I thought I saw him.
No, he might have been in the trailer of things to come.
Yeah, I think he was in the preview or something.
Yeah, he's in the preview next week because of, I guess they're doing Marcella's funeral or something. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she gets more episodes as a dead person than alive.
Sad.
Yeah, she does.
Shame.
Okay, so let's go to Tyrion. What's he doing? What did he do?
Walking around. Walking
trying to
around
eat a baby.
Buy a baby.
He was trying to eat it. He was like, I want your baby.
He's trying to give a woman some money.
He's like, yeah, exactly. He's like, I'm going to eat that baby. Here.
Oh my God.
Money for your baby.
Yeah,
what? This is what happened in the episode.
Yeah, we didn't see a lot of him this time.
Yeah, he was just kind of walking around with the ball-lift guy.
Varys.
Okay,
Varys.
Who's breakdancing?
Yeah, Varys.
That is Stephanie, podcast. And she is having some fun over
dog.
There.
I was going to say, that's her dog.
Okay. Frodo, behave. All right, so what else? Bravos. Arya, she's begging on the street. Oh, she was doing Karate Kid, right? But blind.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's gonna try to get some teaching done, but she's gonna try to make her use her senses, a la Jedi, whatever.
Or Daredevil.
Yeah,
Daredevil with stick.
That that's better. Yeah. Do I care about this? I don't think so.
Cat might not, but I'm sure many people do. Since
I'm waiting to see what Arya's gonna do. I don't like that girl. I think they call her the Waif. I don't like her. I need her to go. I need Arya to gather her senses, whoop her butt, and then go on about her business as well.
Wait. But isn't the Waif? But again, she's like helping Arya. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, Arya was.
But you said you just want the Waif to die and let Arya collect herself. Yeah. But the Waif is trying to assist Arya.
Like, and she is being the disciplinarian because, honestly, Arya... But Arya broke the rules. I mean, it was very clear. She's sneaking around and doing stuff that she shouldn't and, you know, use the powers for to kill somebody she shouldn't have. And so she got stuck with Teacher Cratchit there because she's the rough one. she kind of brought it on herself, and mm-hmm. she's paying her penitence now. Mm-hmm. But yes, she's going to come back as a super, you know, Neo Matrix ninja now. Mm-hmm. But yes, that's why she got stuck with the rough teacher.
Yep, that's it. That is it.
Yeah, and I'm bored. I'm so bored of it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. It's barely begun.
Comping at the bit that it's been the most downloaded episode. It was the most pirated. It was like everybody was so excited about the return. And really, I think all we got was blue balls at the end of the episode because, like, Brett.
I don't know if that's the correct term. Okay. But
especially considering this episode.
I loved the makeup job on the Red Lady. I thought that was awesome.
I think they used the actual old lady
They said they did a similar thing effect as they did with Cersei last year, which is that they took the original actress's head and they did makeup on her head, and then they digitally attached her body to an old woman's body.
That's cool. I really liked that.
It was cool.
Yeah, that wasn't boring. Nah. I like Arya, but I'm bored of her story right now. She needs to do something else.
Well, it's kind of predictable where it's going. But,
yeah, it is predictable. But, I mean, my goodness, she just lost her sight, and in 4 minutes, Stephanie is bored.
Don't care.
Yeah, she's rough on Arya.
It's like the plot of Karate Kid 2 or something. I just do not even care.
I like Karate Kid 2 a lot.
Oh my god!
I do. I'm not just saying that. I really like Karate Kid 2 a lot. Because
you're a big Pizza Terra fan. That's why.
Not why. I do like that song a lot, though, but it's not because of Pizza Terra.
So yeah, the end of that show kind of got cut off, and it got lost. We don't know where the end of that show is, so it's gonna end there. Sorry. That's our show. We love your feedback. Give us a call at 773-336-2686. Go to our website. Leave us a comment at scifipartyline.com. You can reach us at scifipartyline on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Stitcher Radio. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
End of line.